Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Thank you for listening on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, recently I wrote a book called God and Donald Trump. I've written about it some, but I wanted to share something behind the scenes of how the book was put together. So I did 6 different interviews for the book. We actually recorded them mainly so we could transcribe it and I could get exactly the information that the source was giving me. But I did it in such a way so that I could kind of do an intro like this and then play it for you. So the first one we're going to listen to is Mike Bickle of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And I interviewed him about the miraculous part of this election, and he had some very good insights. I hope you'll enjoy listening to it. I recently listened to it again. It's not quite studio quality, but it is the raw interview that gave me the material for this book. So stay tuned after this word for an interview with Mike Bickle.
Do you have content inspired by God? Jesus Live TV is a worldwide media platform and web-based television station, and they're on all the time, everywhere. They're looking for Holy Spirit programming that will inspire, disciple, and encourage, and they're willing to promote your ministry at no cost. Find out more information at www.jesuslivetv.com. That's www.jesuslivetv.com.
Mike, I'm wanting to find out about Donald Trump's election. I know that at International House of Prayer, Kansas City, that you guys prayed a lot about it. Can you describe that? And also, I've had a couple of Christian leaders say his election was an answer to prayer. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, the first issue is at International House of Prayer, we prayed a whole lot for the Lord to raise up a righteous voice. And the Lord to set in the right people at every level of government. So, yeah, we were really energized about that. And we didn't have any candidate in mind when we said it. We just said, Lord, please establish the right people in the right places. And when it became Trump and Hillary, Hillary was a disaster to us beyond measure. And, that would have set us back so far. That we feel like anything that stopped Hillary that was conservative was going to be a giant plus. But having said that, I think that Trump being in office is a reprieve from increasing trouble that could clearly break out in our nation in the days ahead. So I don't think Trump is, quote, the answer that some people are hoping he is. I think he's a reprieve, and we get ourselves a little bit more time, and we want to engage with the Lord at that time, and we're hoping for great things to happen with that extra time. So, yes, we believe that any conservative voice that stopped Hillary was an answer to prayer, for sure. And though Trump is the man of the 17 candidates, he wasn't my choice. But the fact that he emerged and beat Hillary was a great, great joy to us and a sense of the Lord's favor upon our nation.
Who were you for?
I was personally for Jindal and Cruz.
And Ted Cruz, okay.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. Yeah, those are the two I was aiming for.
And what do you see prophetically about the nation with Trump here? You said he's not really the answer, but where do you see things going? I'm trying to end the book on a note about the future. I'm going to be talking to Cindy and Chuck Pierce and a bunch of people, and I just wanted your take on it as well.
Yeah, I think the Lord is after more than a great America is a fervent, healthy, obedient church. I think the Lord's looking at the church in America first, even before the infrastructure and all the national realities, et cetera. And he's going to use the difficulty as well as the blessing on the other areas to wake up the church and empower the church to say yes to him. So I'm always thinking the church being awakened. And I think a great awakening is coming to the church, and that's going to lead to a great harvest. The fruit of that is going to bless America for sure. But I think the Lord is ultimately aiming for the church and the lost. In the wake of it, the nations get the benefit of that in terms of the infrastructure and legal systems and all that kind of stuff.
How do you describe, so that I have it as the statistics right, how many people would have been praying at the International House of Prayer? Would it just have been your 4,000 there, or do you have prayer networks across the country and around the world?
Well, we're connected to many prayer groups. We don't know the number. I'd have to check with John O'Hall and our fat guys, but they said we have X amount. I don't know the number, but I could get it to you by email. X amount of million people every year that are different people, not just the same guy hitting three times. And they're tracking with us, some up real fervently and real regularly, and some casually. So we don't know how to know for sure, but our live web stream is in houses of prayer all around the world. And obviously, all around America, that's what we're talking about right now, is America. And so we were really standing in the gap, crying out for the Lord to exalt Jesus and righteousness in our nation. So I know that many were engaging with us, but we don't know the real number.
Okay. Well, we can get the real number later. Is there anything else that you have to say?
When I hear him on TV, I go, I kind of like this guy. He's not a racist. He's not against women. He's not all these things people are saying. I don't believe any of that. I mean, but he's a pragmatist that really wants to be helpful. You know, he's in his 70s, and he's pouring out this incredible amount of energy. He has no great gain from it. He's going to lose money out of it, I mean, personally, because he's not attending to his business. So I am thankful for him, and I believe he's getting unbelievable bad deal from the liberal press about saying who he is. They're just lie after lie. And he seems this amazing resiliency of not being affected by it in a powerful way. Most guys would quit and wilt under all the criticism. So I'm
grateful right
for that. No, I'm blessed. I look at him, I go, Lord, I want the level of courage this man has. This is amazing. He's a smart dude. He gets what's going on against him.
Yeah,
but having said that, he's fighting for some really good things, too. And I think he needs them. And if the liberals would just relax, which I don't think they will, we could get a lot of good things done. But so I think it is a blessing for sure. But I think his style, his tweets, his rhetoric, his past history creates an offense in our culture that's going to create a conflict. It's going to cause a lot of hassles in the culture. But that, to me, is a lesser evil than what Hillary would have done.
Yeah. Well, you know that there were prophecies that he'd win. We published some of them. We went on record, even though I knew it'd be embarrassing if, you know, it didn't happen. But I believe that it would. Lance Wallnau and a couple others said God was raising him up to Cyrus. But I'm reading several political books, and none of them, they don't even hardly touch on how the evangelicals all came around him. It was interesting for me to see that, with the exception of a couple of never-Trumpers, all these evangelical leaders and the people in the pews, you know, all backed him, which made a difference. But I'm trying to raise the question of, people say, you know, why did he win? I'm trying to raise the specter of, you know, is it possible that God deals in the affairs of man, that God has a will? You know, we don't talk about it, but I'm trying to make an argument that that's a plausible explanation. And while you almost need to be a believer to believe what I just said, I'm hoping that this book will add to the discourse.
Yeah, I think it will. I think that one of the best chapters in the Bible is Daniel chapter 4, when Daniel talks to Nebuchadnezzar, and he said three or four times, Daniel says, God sets leaders in place. God establishes leaders in place. He says it a couple of number times. I don't know how many. And so using that revelation from Daniel, I'm positive the Lord was involved in this. And I think that the Lord was looking at America and saying, you cry out to me, and I will give you what you cry out for. So I think that in the negative sense, Hillary and Trump is what the church wanted. But, I mean, the church put both of them in place in some ways. And the Lord says, okay, if you want Hillary and Trump, those are the two. And so they represented two different wings of the church. And I looked at that, and I went, oh, Lord, I'm sad. This is what we wanted. Ah! by that same principle, the Lord said, I'll give you the one you want, and we cried out, and he gave us Trump, which is a way better answer than Hillary. So I do see the Lord's hand throughout it, but I still think trouble is coming. I think that, again, his track record, his tweets, his rhetoric, his statements, they create this volatile response and reaction in the culture that's going to create all kinds of movement, which is already happening. But it's a way lesser evil than what Hillary would have done. So I'm still hopeful. I'm excited for the future. I'm braced for trouble, but I know the Lord's after awakening the church of bringing in a great harvest.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mike Bickle. I really like the line in which he said, we were praying that God would send someone and we had nobody in mind. I hope that it makes you want to read the book, God and Donald Trump. It's releasing on November 7th. It has very wide distribution. However, one of the best ways to get it is by ordering it ahead of time online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or even ChristianBookDistributors.com. And that makes sure that you'll get a copy of it. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.